Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Ever wonder what's happening inside the mind of an artificial intelligence? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, March 27th, 2025. Today, we're peeling back the layers of AI's mysterious black box. Let's dive in. Anthropic, a trailblazer in artificial intelligence research, has just made a groundbreaking announcement. They've figured out a way to peer inside the black box of AI, offering insights into how large language models, like their Claude chatbot, generate responses. This breakthrough could completely transform how we understand and trust AI systems. Imagine trying to have a conversation with someone whose thoughts you could never quite grasp. That's been our reality with AI until now. Anthropic's new method gives us a peek into the decision-making processes of these complex models, potentially unveiling the logic, or sometimes the lack thereof, behind their outputs. Why does this matter? Well, understanding these processes can lead to more reliable and transparent AI systems. It's like turning on the lights in a room that's been dark for too long. For developers and users alike, this means enhanced trust and safety in using AI technologies. Dario Amodi, the chief executive officer of Anthropic, expressed excitement about this development. He believes that this advancement will not only aid in refining AI models, but also assist in addressing ethical concerns surrounding AI behavior and decision-making. So, what does this mean for the future of AI? With this new ability to interpret AI's thoughts, we could see a shift in how AI is integrated into industries, from healthcare to finance, where decision transparency is crucial. This could be the key to unlocking even greater potential in AI applications. Our GPUs are melting. That's the startling statement from OpenAI's chief executive officer, Sam Altman, as the company grapples with the overwhelming demand for ChatGPT's image generation capabilities. Imagine being at an ice cream shop on a hot summer day with a line of eager customers stretching around the block. That's kind of what OpenAI is facing right now. Everyone wants a scoop of this new image generation feature, but there's only so much the system can handle before it starts to buckle under the pressure. So, what's happening? OpenAI has decided to temporarily limit the number of image generation requests. They're aiming to make the process more efficient, but until then, users on ChatGPT's free tier will soon be able to generate only up to 3 images per day. Why does this matter? Well, it highlights the sheer computational power required to run these advanced AI models. When you think about how much energy and processing power goes into creating even a single image, it's a reminder of the tech horsepower that fuels these innovations. Altman, sharing this update on social media, expressed optimism that these restrictions won't last long. OpenAI is working on boosting efficiency so that they can meet the high demand without compromising on quality or accessibility. The image generation tool is powered by OpenAI's GPT-4o model, which has made significant improvements in realism and text rendering. It's a step above previous models and pushes the boundaries of what AI can create. But with great power comes great demand, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. For OpenAI, this is another chapter in their ongoing quest to balance cutting-edge innovation with practical limitations. It's a fascinating reminder of how the digital and physical worlds intersect, with technology pushing the limits of what hardware can handle. OpenAI's new image generator is making waves, and not just in the tech community. This latest iteration, integrated directly into the GPT-4o language model, is set to redefine how we think about image creation. It's not just an upgrade, it's a shift in how artificial intelligence handles visual data. Imagine this: you're an artist, and suddenly a tool emerges that can generate complex, detailed images from simple text prompts. That's the reality with OpenAI's 40 image generation. It's like giving your imagination a superpower, enabling you to create visuals that were once the domain of skilled designers and illustrators. So, why is this significant? Well, it's not just about creating pretty pictures. This technology allows for a new level of interaction with digital media, where text and images are entwined in a way we haven't seen before. It's a true multimodal experience, where the AI processes both text and image data as one. OpenAI's president, Greg Brockman, has been teasing this feature for a while, and now it's finally here. The integration of 4.0 image generation within ChatGPT means users can generate images directly from their conversations. This isn't just a novelty. It's a tool that could transform industries by making complex visual content creation more accessible. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. But of course, with great power comes great responsibility and controversy. As with previous AI image generators, there are concerns about copyright and the impact on jobs in creative fields. The ability of this tool to mimic artistic styles and even create images of public figures will undoubtedly spark debates about artistic integrity and intellectual property. OpenAI's chief executive officer, Sam Altman, has acknowledged the potential for controversy, noting that while the tool allows for immense creative freedom, it also requires careful handling to avoid misuse. It's a classic case of technology outpacing regulation, and how society chooses to respond will shape the future of AI and media. Ultimately, OpenAI's 4D image generation represents a leap forward in how we interact with artificial intelligence. It's a testament to the rapid evolution of technology, and a glimpse into a future where digital and physical realities are increasingly intertwined. The question now is, how will we harness this power? Picture this: a vast, unexplored territory of chemical space, waiting to be illuminated by the light of data. That's the frontier that pharmaceutical companies like AbbVie and Johnson & Johnson are venturing into with their latest collaboration. In an exciting development, these industry giants are teaming up with Apheris and OpenFold 3 to enhance AI protein models by adding proprietary structural data. The goal: to accelerate drug discovery by shedding light on interactions that were previously shrouded in darkness. If you've ever tried to navigate a dark room, you know how crucial even a small light can be. Similarly, in the world of drug discovery, every bit of data can illuminate new pathways and possibilities. This collaboration aims to do just that by focusing on small molecule protein and antibody-antigen interactions. The initiative, led by Mohammed Al-Quraishi's OpenFold 3, leverages Apheris's federation technology to access and integrate data from AbbVie and Johnson & Johnson. This is a big deal because it combines open-source innovation with proprietary insights, potentially revolutionizing how AI models are trained in the biotech sector. Why does this matter? Well, with better-trained AI models, pharmaceutical companies can make more accurate predictions about which drugs might work, speeding up the development process and bringing life-saving treatments to market faster. It's a testament to how collaboration can drive innovation, especially in fields as complex and data-driven as drug discovery. By pooling their resources, these companies are not just advancing technology, they are potentially reshaping the future of healthcare. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. From unraveling AI's black box to OpenAI's image generation challenges, and now this groundbreaking pharmaceutical collaboration, it's clear that AI is revolutionizing industries across the board. Thanks for tuning in. Stay updated with us. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.